Don't you love the music here?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's fantastic. Before I begin, I've received a note that if you are driving a gray Honda Odyssey with Virginia plates, your lights are flashing. And we're talking about light today, so that's interesting. Today we are continuing our excursion, our adventurous excursion through the 12 powers of humanity, those inner spiritual gifts that live within all of us. And my talk title is The Aha Moment. We're talking about the power of understanding. And you might ask, well, what's the difference between wisdom, which we've already talked about, and understanding? And I would say, well, they're cousins, you know? They're cousins, because the wisdom is the intuitive, instinctual gut feeling that we can get when we are getting guidance from our inner wisdom. Understanding is more like a light bulb turning on. You know that aha moment? You know, the eureka experience? It's about comprehension and discernment, about seeing something that we didn't previously see before. Something that was hidden suddenly becomes clear to us. New Thought teacher Ernest Holmes tells us we are thinking centers in the mind of God. And I love that. That is one of my favorite Ernest Holmes-isms. We are thinking centers in the mind of God. And I would add to that, that we are receiving stations in the mind of God. We are saturated with the presence of God right now. You know, we're just sinking into it. And the guidance and the direction is always being broadcast to us. But are we able to pick it up? Can it get through the static of the egoic mind? Do you know what I'm talking about here? So this information is always being broadcast. How functional is our receiving ability? We have to be tuned in to the right frequency, right? Right now, there's radio waves all around us, but we're just not hearing them because we're not tuned in. So spiritual understanding is a matter of tuning in to the frequency of spirit and listening, finding what spirit is telling us. And so our power of understanding is about tuning in and comprehending what we're hearing or what we're seeing. The painter, Cézanne, in speaking about artistic inquiry, asked, you know what I'm looking at, but what am I seeing? I know what I'm looking at, but what am I seeing? And that's a great question. That's a great question. That's where the discerning faculty of spiritual understanding comes in. So what are we looking at in our lives, and what are we seeing? Because, you know, we look with our eyes, we look through our eyes, but we're looking with the eyes, but we're seeing with, what are we seeing with? Is it the egoic mind or is it the heart? Because we will see something different depending on what we're looking with. Do you see that? Yes. What we look with determines what we see. So have you ever had an aha moment, you know, where the light bulb turned out, where you were kind of startled out of everyday life and realized something you hadn't seen before? These flashes of understanding can be quite shocking, you know, but they can also be pretty subtle, almost like, oh, I just got that joke. Yeah. And regardless of whether those moments knock you on your butt or just raise an eyebrow, they are both really a form of awakening and seeing with new eyes. I love the Marcel Proust quote, "The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes with those same landscapes." So having new eyes means that we see it from another perspective, seeing it from another viewpoint, seeing your way clear through something that was previously hidden. Whenever I try to write something, whether it's a blog or a talk or a chapter or anything, I will write and then I'll hit a wall. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I'll just kind of like stop. Oh, now where? I've kind of written myself into a corner here. What's next? What? And I'll try and force something. Come on, brain, you can do this. Come on, what's the word? And I won't see how I'm going to get through this. How on earth am I going to move to the next piece in this? And finally, I will give up in disgust, usually, walk away. That's it. And Gary will have to listen to me rant and rave, you know, whatever made me think I could write anything that anybody would even want to read. You know, here's another example, on and on and on. And he just wisely, you know, sits there and listens and lets it all come out. And finally, I'll get past that. I'll do a worksheet like he decides I should do, right? And then when I let it go and have this quiet time, suddenly, out of the blue, lightning strikes. Something will come to me, and it's like, oh, I got it. I just got the next chapter. Oh, my God, give me a pen, quick. You know, I've got to get this down. And that's what happens. Suddenly, the way opens. Oh, I just got how I can do this. I just, you know, and it's an exciting moment. Do you know what I'm talking about? You ever have those? Like, eureka, I got it. Divine understanding is always available to us when we get ourselves out of the way, right? You know that bloated nothingness that we hear about? When we get that out of the way, there is some spaciousness that spirit can speak. The wonderful Indian poet Rabindranath Tagore put it this way. He dwells within my soul and inspires all my thoughts. The presence of God is always available to us, always. But we have to remember to take some time, take that inward journey to listen, to go to the source for inspiration and guidance. And we don't have to wait for the lightning bolt to strike. We can practice calling on the power of understanding. Anytime, right now, in fact, we can do that. Call on it. Ask for the guidance and understanding. And then see with new eyes. What are we being shown? Here's a question that always helps me see it from another perspective. If this was a teaching moment in my life, what would the message be? That is a great question. It can help to sort of turn the whole thing to another point of view. Or if this situation had a gift in it, what would it be? We start looking for the gift. What happens? We find it. How can I see this differently? What other perspective could I take? And here's a huge one. If the world is a mirror, what is it showing me right now? That's a really great question. Because when we look at what's being reflected to us in our lives, it's a little peek inside what's going on in our own psyche out there. It's a fabulous opportunity to do that. So what is the message being given to us? We can think of it as sort of finding a sign of what's going on in here. Red sky at night, what? Sailor's delight, red sky and morn, sailors be warned. Yes, we learn to read and interpret the signs in our daily life, in the physical world, don't we? We watch the change of seasons and we see the signs of it. We know what that means. We understand it. We see thunderclouds. We go, where's my umbrella? We want to do the same thing with the spiritual signs that are showing up in our lives. If we ask a question, looking for an answer, we'll find it. And it may be something somebody says as they walk by. You ever had that happen? Like you, as they, you know, the words coming out of their mouth, oh, that's it. Or a book you're reading jumps out. Synchronicities, all that stuff. I love that stuff. And so it's all about looking for a sign. Have you ever looked for a sign? You know, I will say something like, show me with such clarity that I cannot possibly misunderstand. That's my question to the universe, because it's really easy for me to misinterpret what I'm seeing. So if you're looking for a sign, here's one. And I read about a church that had this on their marquee, which I thought was so clever. If you're looking for a sign, here it is.
What does that sign say?
Oh, I'm sorry. It says, if you're looking for a sign, this is it. And when we're looking out there for a sign, what we have to remember is that what's happening out there is a reflection of what's within us. That's the thing we want to keep in mind. What is this showing me? What's the gift in it? As the German writer Goethe says, each one sees what he carries in his heart and in her heart. We see what we carry within us. So all around us are signs of spirit. Can you see them?
Yes.
Yes. They are reflecting the understanding, the wisdom that lives within each one of us. And it's through exercising our faculty of spiritual understanding that we can recognize those signs. But sometimes we ask for a sign, and then when we get something, we say, how about another sign? Yeah, not quite wanting this one. Because we can be like, I'm going to show you a little film clip here. This is a Steve Martin movie.
Just any kind of sign.
It's a great movie. And I was going to set it up that he was asking for a sign that the woman he had just started taking up with was the right one for him. And that's what happened at the end of it all. Just a sign. That's all I'm asking for, a sign. So when we ask for direction, we need to pay attention to the promptings of spirit and where they are leading us. What are we being shown? The Course in Miracles tells us, let me be still and listen to the truth. And through that, listening to Spirit's voice, Spirit's voice silences the thunder of the meaningless. Isn't that a great phrase? The thunder of the meaningless. I love that phrase. When we get still and ask for clarity, we silence the voice of fear. We can get clear guidance, clear direction, because it's in our usual filtered perception of the world that we can misunderstand. You ever been misunderstood? Anyone? Yes? There's a story told in a magazine called Theater Arts Magazine. It's published in New York City. And this is an older story because one of the subscribers wanted to call this magazine and didn't have the number, so instead of Googling it, he called Information. You remember Information? Yes, yes. And he asked for a number for Theater Arts. And the operator said, I'm sorry, sir, but there is no listing for Theater Arts. And this guy said, well, it's not a person, it's a magazine. And the operator said, I told you, we have no listing for Theater Arts in this city. Perhaps he lives in another city. And now the subscriber was quite frustrated, and he spelt the word theater, T-H-E-A-T-E-R. And the operator said, sir, that is not how you spell Theodore. So it's very easy to misunderstand each other when we listen with our human ears, and it has to kind of get through the filtering of what we're, putting out there. But our spiritual understanding is always with us, always. No matter how far off the path we may have strayed, no matter how far from our inner convictions we might feel we are, No matter how loud the thunder, the meaningless thunder is going on, it's always waiting, always willing to lead us, show us, carry us forward, help us to reawaken to the truth of who we are in that aha moment. Eureka! Because we are broadcasters and receivers in the mind of God. There's a wonderful saying that reads, inspiration is the fruit. Inspiration is the fruit of the divine plant whose roots are in each soul. Divine inspiration is rooted within each one of us because the power of spirit stands under all things. Understanding stands under all things. And someone from the first service said to me, and it's really helpful when you're going under to have this understanding standing under it. So, something to think about. And we can use our spiritual understanding in those times to see below the surface, to look deeper than the outer appearance, to see the truth of who and what we are. We are the essence of God in expression, in this human experience. And when we look at each other with the eyes of understanding, we can see that. We look beyond the appearance and we see the truth. We can see with compassionate eyes and see that no matter where we are on this journey together, we're all wanting the same things, you know, in our lives. Love, peace of mind, acceptance, to be valued, to live in a world that's safe for our families and our children. Ultimately, to know the deeper truth about ourselves. Understanding can bring that vision to our awareness. And our spiritual community here is so powerful, isn't it? When we stay rooted in this truth, when we practice our truth principles, when we call on the love and the understanding that's within us to give us the vision to live and to work together, especially in these turbulent times. Yesterday, a group of us met and explored what it means to be a new thought practitioner in such a chaotic time in our human history. How do we use our spiritual principles to help bring forth healing when there's such discord and misperception? I mean, it's rampant, isn't it? Polarization, demonizing the other side. You know what I'm talking about? Fear, violence, poverty, mass incarceration. I mean, where do you even begin? Where do you even begin? You begin here. That's where we begin. Spirit's voice is available to all, even the people that don't think the way I do. I have to keep reminding myself that. Even the folks that see things differently than me, Spirit's voice is available to them as well. Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, says, Spirit imparts its ideas through universal language. Universal. It's the language of spiritual understanding. And now, more than any time in our human history, we need this. We need spiritual understanding. We need to listen to Spirit's guidance and follow it. We're all here to be the change that we want to see in the world. And that's not so easy. Have you noticed? Really? It sounds great. We're here to bring peace to the planet. Can you kind of step into that? But we have to start within. Here. We have to find peace in here. We have to heal that inner divide inside of us. And then it has to be with the person right in front of us. And with the person on the other side of the aisle. Now, not so much fun. I remember seeing a Mad Magazine cartoon once. I love Mad Magazine. I used to eat it up when I was younger. And there was a young teenage couple, and she's saying to him, I would wait for you forever, but a whole summer, no. So peace to the world, but my ex-spouse, not so much. Or my former boss, you know. So peace on earth starts here. As Annie Lamott, one of my favorite authors, says, Earth is forgiveness school. You might as well start at the dinner table, and that way you can work in comfortable pants. So it's not just about receiving spiritual understanding, it's about bestowing it, sharing it, giving it. Do you see the two sides of it? You know? And can you think of a more appropriate time for us to be sharing spiritual understanding than right now? Gary defines true listening as being willing to be changed by what you hear. Can you feel the difference in that? Because, you know, instead of listening to reply, we listen with a willingness to be changed by what we hear. And that's the kind of dialogue we need to be having. Don't you think? And that comes from an understanding heart. So where in your life can you spread a little understanding around? Here's some questions to ponder this week about understanding. If the earth is a mirror, what's it showing you right now about your life? Huh? And if there's a gift in whatever's happening, what does spiritual understanding tell you it might be? And then a bonus question. Where can you shine the light of spiritual understanding and a listening heart in your world, in your small world, and then moving out from there? Yesterday, we really got in touch with that. What does it mean to be a spiritual person bringing healing to the planet? And it starts here. Not that we're just going to stop with navel gazing, because that can happen, you know. That's all you got to do is sit and pray and everything's going to be fine. But we start here. We have to clear our own inner being so that we can now move out there, being peace in action. And spiritual understanding can lead us down that road. So it can be our guide as we awaken to who we are and what we're here for. Are you up for that?
Yes.
God bless. Yes.